A co-founder of the Canadian Fermented Foods Initiative says, while the use of food fermentation has typically been used for food preservation, people like the taste of fermented foods and are now discovering the health benefits of fermented foods. I'm Bruce Cochran, and this is Farmscape, produced on behalf of North America's pork producers. I'll be back in a moment.
For QuickBooks Repair or QuickBooks conversions, visit QuickBooksRepairPro.com. That's QuickBooksRepairPro.com. Results guaranteed.
Benefits, uses, and recipes for fermented foods will be the focus of a webinar set for 2 p.m. Eastern Time tomorrow, hosted by Canadian Food Focus and the Canadian Fermented Foods Initiative. Dr. Jeremy Burton, a professor of microbiology and immunology at Western University and a co-founder of the Canadian Fermented Foods Initiative, explains, fermentation occurs as microbes consume the sugars or proteins in the food and produce substances such as acids and other compounds which transform the food. And how that transformation occurs depends on the microbes.
You know, every culture has a history of fermentation, primarily to preserve food. So fresh food typically has a limited shelf life. And if you, preserve something that's really available in abundance at a particular time of year, well, then you can enjoy that and give you nutrition at other times of year that when maybe other types of food aren't available. If you look at our survey results from the Canadian Fermented Food Initiative, people really like fermented food because of the taste. Health is more of a recent addition to why people eat fermented foods. It's becoming clear that in large population studies that people that consume more fermented foods seem to have less chronic diseases than those that don't. In saying that, people like you might have heard of Metchnikoff. He was given the Nobel Prize for sort of discovery of part of the immune system. He actually promoted fermented food and went on to be sort of the father of probiotics, which fermented foods and probiotics aren't exactly the same thing, but that started around 100 years ago. So people have been starting to become aware of the benefits of consuming foods containing some live microbes.
To learn more about fermented foods or to register for tomorrow's webinar, visit fermentedfoods.ca or canadianfoodfocus.org. For more, visit farmscape.ca. I'm Bruce Cochran.